There is a lot of people that are talking about using live video, but there are very few people that are actually using it to its full extent. And in this episode of the Do Things podcast, I want to talk to you about why live video is the most powerful tool that you have in your arsenal, period. Woo-hoo! Oh, man. What is going on, people of the interwebs? It's Todd Frazier. It's another episode. I just made up a word. And I'm calling it another episode of the Do Things podcast. How are you guys doing? I'm super excited to be here. As always, I got coffee. Don't worry. It's decaf. I'm not going to get over caffeinated. I won't tell you how many I've had today. I've had quite a few, but I've had enough. And now I'm here and we're talking about live video. We're having a live episode of the Do Things podcast talking about live video. It's a lot of lives all in one, right? Right. Oh man. So I wanted to get in here and I wanted to actually do a live video. And I wanted to talk to you about the power of why I think live video is literally one of the best tools that you have in your arsenal when it comes to building a business, building your personal brand, or just sharing a message, whatever that may be. It is literally one of the most critical things that you have, and you need to utilize it. You need to use it because that is one of the things that you need to do, is you need to do things if you want to share things. So you have to start by doing things. First of all, if you're not already, have you subscribed to the podcast? If you're not, you need to subscribe. Go to dothingspodcast.com. There's links all over the place if you're looking at this video. You can go check it out. Subscribe on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on all the places. All the places where you listen to podcasts, we are there. So check us out. Subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. We got a lot of stuff coming up. But right now in this episode, I want to talk about live video. I talked about it a lot already, but I want to give you some specifics, some real valuable points as to why live video is so important. The first reason that live video is important, the first reason is that you can engage one-on-one with the people that are watching your video. If they're sitting here and you've got their attention and they're engaged with you, you get to engage with them right there one-on-one, and you can do it at scale. That's the best thing about the internet, period, is that you can do all of it at scale. Everything that you can do in a one-on-one environment, you can communicate at scale, create real relationships, and get in front of so many more people than was ever possible before. And with live video, the reason that that is better than any other kind of communication online is that you are doing it in real time. So as you and I both know, when you see a thing, a video or a post or whatever, sometimes you have a question, you have a comment, you have something, you're like, I want more clarity. I want to dig deeper into this. And if you're doing live video and you're talking about it currently as you're doing it, then you can actually engage those people and answer those questions. One of the best things, if you're positioning yourself as an authority or you have a product, service, or message that will help people, the best way to actually make that have an impact is by being able to, on the spot, address something that is specific to one person's situation, because that one person's situation may be exactly like 100,000 other people's situation. But because you can speak into it to that one person, all the other people that have similar situations, they're going to see that and be like, oh man, he gets it. She gets it. They know what I'm talking about. They can help me, their service, their product, whatever it is, they can actually do that because you're able to do it in a way that shows that you know what you're talking about. Because you and I both know there's a lot of fakers out there. There's a lot of people that don't actually know what they're talking about, but they're talking about some things, right? They don't really know yet they're talking about it. And you can't tell unless you talk to them either one-on-one or you get into a live video situation, you shoot a question and they can't come up with an answer. Now let's back that up. You may not have an answer. I may not always have an answer for questions that come at me, but I'm going to address it in a way that comes from my perspective and experience that I've had, or I'm gonna say, you know what? I've never dealt with that. Let's see if we can find somebody that has, or we can talk about like more details. Maybe I need more information. That's one thing with businesses. When I get asked questions about businesses, it usually is a question that they think is generic, but it's very specific and you need more information to actually give value to that question and actually give them help. So that's one of the biggest things is the engagement that you can actually show that you know what you're talking about on live video on the internet, and you can do it at scale. And second, you can get feedback. Like earlier, I tried to do this earlier and I had no sound on Facebook and I had sound interruption static on Instagram, and I had feedback from my audience saying, hey guys, or Todd, you've got an issue. I can't hear this right. Or there's an issue and we had to work through it. We troubleshooted it and Facebook, it didn't get worked out, but on Instagram, it did get worked out and it was great. The rest of the conversation, because there was a lot of questions about doing live video and the value that that brings, but I wouldn't have known that it was going bad. And then all of a sudden I try and get to it later and I have to re-record it, or you lose that value because you can't get feedback initially right away, and you get feedback from them. Also, you can ask people about what they need. Like if you have a product or service that you think is going to help somebody, you can literally ask the people watching you, does this help? Is this helpful? Is this something that you would like? Is this something that you would pay attention to? Is there something different? And then you can adjust, because there's nothing that's ever perfect. You never have it all figured out. And until you get feedback from people that actually could use it, could actually benefit from it, then you don't know what you're missing. You don't know the secret sauce that you need to put in. And so that's one of the other main things about live videos. You can get feedback from the audience right there while you're doing it. That can be so valuable in getting your product or service dialed in and better and fine-tuned. And also then you have more relationship that you've built with that community around that. And then they're all kind of wrapped up in the fact that it's engagement, but this last one literally is just engagement. You're creating one-on-one relationships at scale that could never be done before. You can answer questions at scale because everybody has similar questions, but you have to engage. You have to actually look at the comments and see if somebody's got a comment coming in. You have to be able to respond to that in real time. Otherwise, you might as well just post it later. Otherwise, it might as well not be a live video. And then there's no value to it being live. Like literally right now, there's nobody watching this, but there's no comments because I had issues earlier, so people jumped off of it. And that really, devalues the live video. But if there is somebody with a comment and a question that you can address in here, then you can actually go towards it and you can build that relationship and that community right in here. So when I was doing the Instagram live video earlier, there was a couple of people in there that were asking me some questions. And one of the questions was, I'm not good at it. How do I get better? And the answer is simple, and it's maybe not what you wanted to hear, but you need to just do it more. You need to do more live video because you're not sure how you're going to do it until you do it. And then you need to watch it back, as painful as that might be. You need to watch it back, and then you need to do it again and again and again. Because the only way you get better at anything is by doing it and doing it over and over until you get it better. You never really get perfection. That's always, practice makes perfect. That's not really true. You never make perfect. It's never perfect. But you can make efforts toward getting it better. And so you have to practice, and you have to get in front of a camera, and maybe you don't do it live first time. Maybe you just do it and record it, and then you watch it back, and you do it again, and you watch it back, and then you jump into live video. But the other thing is, like the other question, one of the other questions is, I'm afraid that people won't engage, and that's probably possible. I'm literally doing this video right now with nobody watching, with no comments. There's nobody engaging with me right now. I'm engaging with myself in my studio and a camera. Like nobody's engaging with me right now, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to finish the video and leave it here for everybody to see, because later on they know, hey, he does live videos, and they might come back when there's live videos later, because that's one of the other things about the live video thing. You know, what if nobody comes? What if nobody watches? Well, if you don't normally do live videos, then people aren't going to know to come watch. They're not going to be watching for that live video to show up. So to get people to engage, you have to do the live video. But sometimes when you do the live video, there's nobody to engage with. So it's a catch-22. It's an infinite circle, but you have to start somewhere. You have to jump in the circle. You have to get on the merry-go-round and take a ride. So that even if you're afraid that nobody's going to engage, you still have to do it. And eventually people will engage. Eventually they will. Sometimes when you have poor audio and you have issues the first time you start the live video, people don't come back that same day or later, 5 minutes later, because they're off doing whatever. But that doesn't mean you don't do it. That doesn't mean you don't do it. It's not always a super success. You're going to have a million people watching and commenting at once. You literally just have to do it. You have to jump in and go. And the other thing is the fear of, what if the engagement goes bad? What if the people that are commenting and engaging on what I'm putting out there, what if it's bad? It might be. They might tell you that your shirt doesn't look good on you, or they don't like your hair, or why is that background the color that it is, or why don't you have a mug that is not saying the Do Things podcast on it, which that's a silly thing. You always should have a mug with the Do Things podcast. But yeah, the engagement might be bad. The people that are watching might give bad comment. There might be negativity within what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that you don't do it, because eventually you have to get past those people. Some of you've seen my stuff for a while and you know about Mean Internet Lady. The first real negative comment that I got that had nothing to do with the content that I posted. But I made this content. I was really excited. It's a miracle video. You can find it on here on Facebook or on YouTube or wherever you're watching my content. You can find it there. And the first comment was from this lady that I've coined Mean Internet Lady. I don't know her name. I can't remember. And I can't find the comment. I can't find it anyways, but I have this comment from this lady that says that she couldn't trust me because I was drinking Starbucks coffee, and my video had nothing to do with coffee. And there was a 2-second B-roll clip of me drinking coffee. And it was just as ridiculous. Like, she was just looking for some reason to pull me down. And that's going to happen, because there are people out there called keyboard commandos or whatever you want to call them that feel extremely comfortable behind their keyboard and shooting out negativity to try and bring you down to their level, because they're just not very happy people. So that is one of the things that you have to get over, because they're not going to go away. And you have to, that's your perspective. That's something you have to deal with yourself and know that the haters going to hate. You just got to let them hate and do your thing, because once you break past the people that are hating on you, they're not fans of your work, they're negative, they're trying to bring you down. Once you can get past those people, then you can reach the people that you need to reach. But you can't reach them until you start, because you have to do a thing, right? You got to do things. So that's it. Live video, you need to be using it for so many reasons, because you can set yourself up as an authority. You can really share the insight and value that you have with so many other people. You can do it at scale, because even if it's live at one point and you connect with, say it's one person, like I said, you connect with one person, you engage on one comment, that can be actually used in multiple other situations, because there may be hundreds of thousands of people that have that exact same situation. And then you just spoke to it, and then they all hear that you know what you're talking about, and they got value and they got help from that comment and the interaction that you had online. So that's the other thing. And you can get feedback for yourself. You can ask questions about the thing that you're doing. Earlier, if my audio was bad, I could ask the people and they told me the audio was bad. I needed to restart. So I got that feedback, and I wouldn't have known had I not been on there with live video. And then lastly, you've got to do it. You have to do it to get better. And you don't not do it just because there's nobody on there and there's nobody engaging. You still have to go. You still have to do a thing. And that's part of the process. It's just part of doing things. You do the things, and that's it. Okay, guys. You need to use live video, but don't use it just as a video and then leave it alone and not engage. That's a lot of things. One of the big things that I know a lot of people do is they'll do a live video, but they're not actually engaging with the comments, specifically with churches. They're put their sermons and their Sunday morning live, and then they never interact. They never engage. That's one of the things that you can do. You're creating community, you're creating engagement, you're creating relationships live at scale on the internet, because that's what it's about. The internet is for communicating and creating relationships at scale for whatever it is that you're doing. And one of the best ways to do that is live. That's it. Simple. Live videos. Use them. Do it. And that's it. It's that simple. All right, guys. I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you're not already, have you subscribed? Wait a minute. Back up. Have you subscribed? If you're not subscribed to the Do Things Podcast, you really should be. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening in the future. DoThingsPodcast.com. You can go there, check it out. We've got all the recent episodes and the past episodes. You can check them out. Subscribe so you know what's going on. We got some new things happening with the Creator Spotlight Show that's happening soon. I've got my buddy Josh. We've got something happening really exciting there. There's so much. We're doing the things, so follow the podcast. Hopefully we can bring you some value and help you do the things that you need to do. We're here to inspire, we're here to equip, and we're here to help you do things. All right, guys, until the next episode, I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. See you next time. Peace.